Welcome to the Friends with Money podcast, brought to you by Money Magazine, creating financial freedom for Australians since 1999.
Hello and welcome to the Friends with Money podcast, your weekly pod to help you earn, save and make more money. My name is Michelle Baltazar. I'm the editor-in-chief here at Money Magazine. Thank you for joining us. This is our special Best of the Best episode, where I'm joined by Vanessa Walker, Managing Editor of Money. Vanessa, welcome to this special episode.
Thank you, Michelle.
Now, I know that you've worked on this for a good 6 months from start to finish. Are you glad it's done and out for the world to enjoy?
I am so glad it's over. It was 6 months of hard work, but also super proud of it. We had a whole data team doing original research into company results, into super funds, into home loans, into credit cards. They give us all the data. They tell us who won. We get our team of writers to write about it, why they won. We put that out into the world. 350,000 people are waiting on Money's Best of the Best award winners. It's now out there in the wild and ready to be picked up.
Yay! Cue applause here. But in all seriousness, I think, like you said, incredibly proud of this issue. This is the biggest issue of the year. It's been running for more than 24 years, at least. And I think if you are listening to this, stick around until the end of the show, and we will give you a promo code if you want a copy of this special edition. Now, let's talk about highlights. I know that we can't talk about all 109 plus products. However, there are some awards that truly can make a big difference, save people thousands of dollars if they look at them. So, shall we?
Let's do it.
All right. Number one, let's talk about the best super fund of the year.
Right. The best super fund is Mine Super. Now, Mine Super got pole position because they won a number of individual awards that showcase their investment performance. They took out Best My Super Lifestyle product, Best International Shares, Highest Super Performer, and Best Value Super Fund for Young People. And that last award is particularly noticeable because it showcased their incredible investment performance over the longer term, but also this commitment to keeping fees low. That's the kind of duality we want in super funds. Now, one little thing you may not know about Mine Super, they have merged with TWU Super, Transport Workers Union, in the old days. And in the new year, they're going to change their name to Team Super.
I love it. I mean, team is such a powerful word. I can't believe it wasn't taken before. So it is Mine Super or Team Super is the 2025 Best of the Best Super Fund of the year.
That's right.
Fantastic. Now, let's go to investments. Who won the Best Investment Manager of the year?
Drumroll, that is Macquarie Asset Management. It's the second year they've won this award. Now, Macquarie has around $938 billion in assets under management globally. They invest in sectors ranging from renewables to infrastructure and tech, resources, commodities, and energy. One interesting thing about Macquarie Asset Management, along with the unlisted managed funds, they offer ETFs, all of which are actively managed, as in they aim to outperform the market.
Wow. And again, it feels like when we talk about best super fund, we talk about best investment manager. The reason why they go all the way up to the top is that they excel across several categories, not just the one. And this is why it's really worth looking at them. So again, that's Team Super and that's Macquarie Asset Management. Now for the big one, and I say this is a big one because it's probably the simplest thing to do, and that is if you have a home loan and you want to look at the best rates, then you really need to go research, look at all the big banks, look at all the non-banks even, and that takes a lot of work. But we've done all of that for you here. So let's talk about the winner of the flexible home loans category.
Yes. So the winner is HSBC. And now, look, as you said, you've got to drill down a little bit, get in with the numbers if you really want to get the best flexible home loan. HSBC won because their home value loan, the name of their product, came in at 6.14%, with a $750 upfront fee and no annual fees. Now, I'm also going to tell you, because we had banks, we compared non-banks, we compared boutique banks and customer-owned banks. HSBC won for the flexible home loans for the banks. For non-banks, loans.com.au, they won the same award for their flexible home loan. Their variable home loan had a 6.06% comparison rate with $300 in upfront fees and no annual fees. That's a trend. If you're a boutique bank kind of person, Unloan came in for the boutique bank award. They offer a 5.90% comparison rate with no upfront fees or annual fees. Now, one little thing, one little tip that you might want to know, Unloan is actually owned by the Commonwealth Bank.
Wow. Now, I know that you've kind of walked through several numbers there, but the big one for our listeners to understand is that the interest rate starts with a 6, or it's slightly below 6, because I know that there are a lot of banks out there that are offering probably the same product around 7 or 8%. So if you're listening to this, there's an interesting statistic, Vanessa, that something like 2 in 5 Aussies don't even know what their interest rate is of, their bank.
Shameful.
I know. Well, guilty as charged when I first started, because I didn't know what happens when the interest rate goes down and when the interest rate goes up. To be fair, I was in my 20s back then. I had other priorities. But again, one simple thing you can do is check your interest rate. Is it the best one? And if not, best of the best, read the articles we have on Unloan, on HSBC, and loans.com.au.
That's right.
All right. Exchange-traded funds, that was definitely the buzzword of 2024, right? But what is the best out there? Which company or which fund manager is the ETF manager of the year?
All right. Well, the pioneer of ETFs won the award. And the pioneer, of course, is Vanguard. Now, they invented index funds about 50 years ago. The next iteration of that, which is they became a launching pad for the global ETF industry. Now, interestingly, Vanguard didn't take out an individual ETF award in the best of the best. They took out overall best ETF manager for their products because they consistently featured among the finalists in every ETF category. So they're great across the board. One thing to know is that Vanguard is Australia's largest ETF provider and the world's second largest fund manager, with its flagship Australian and International Shares Index products ranking first and third in terms of size.
Again, it's about best of the best. Vanguard, which is spelled V-A-N-G-U-A-R-D, is the fund manager to do your research on, because they've won ETF Manager of the Year. And if you're a beginner investor, exchange-traded funds truly shone in 2024, and it's likely going to be, it's going to remain popular in 2025. Now, we don't want to forget that for people who tell us, Michelle, Vanessa just gave us way too many numbers. What's the 6%? What's this, you know, upfront fees, annual fees? We've also featured a couple of lifestyle categories. One is we looked at the best wine out there. Tell us more about that.
All right. We had Peter Forrestal, our wine expert. He gave us the best wines under $25, reds, whites, and he threw in a rosé because we know we all love rosés. So I'm going to give you a couple of those. The best white that he found was the Peter Lehrman Portrait Eden Valley Riesling. He said it's outstanding value for $20, so a good go-to when you run out of money post-Christmas. He calls it a fresh and lively drop with gentle lime juice aromatics and flavors. Sounds delicious. For the red, he awarded an Aldi, a wine that Aldi carries, the Kia Ora Bay Pinot Noir. That's from New Zealand's central Otago region down in the bottom of the South Island. He said he loved its red currant and raspberry aromas. And then he put in a special mention, the Yearing Station Little Yearing Dry Rosé, and that's $22. So all pretty affordable.
Wow. if you missed all of that, don't worry. We will list them in the show notes, and you can certainly have a look at that after listening to this episode. And finally, what do you pair wine with? The best books.
Chocolate.
And chocolate. Yes, certainly, certainly. But can you name three books that made it to our must-read list?
I most certainly can. So this list is actually provided by Dimmix, our literary partner. Now, they recommended Tim Winton's menacing tale called Juice, Sally Rooney, She of Normal People fame, Intermezzo, and that's about two brothers who are polar opposites grieving the death of their father. Finally, Nexus, which is a brief history of information networks from the Stone Age to AI. I mean, read that and you'll be smarter coming out of the holidays than going in.
Nicely done, nicely done. Well, I just feel like hopefully if you're listening to this, this has been great value to you. We've looked at the top super fund, the top investment manager, the top bank when it comes to variable or flexible home loans, and also the top exchange traded funds with the books and the wine to pair them with. But truly, there's more of that in our Best of the Best 2025 edition. So we only publish one of this during the year, and it's something that you can use as a Bible or a source material for the whole year. You can look at your mobile plans, your insurance. Maybe you want to look at our share brokers that we've recommended. Or if you're in the market to buy a car, certainly we've also covered that. Once again, Vanessa, you've been an absolute legend putting this together, and now it's out there. Congratulations.
Thanks so much.
Now, before we go, if you enjoy listening to this episode, please share it with your friends and family. The best of the best. This is certainly our biggest edition. If you have a finance question you'd like us to cover in future episodes, drop us a line on podcast@moneymag.com.au. Until next, I'm Michelle Baltazar. Bye for now. And now, because you've listened to the very end of this episode, check out the promo code in our show notes for your very own discount to get a copy of the 2025 Best of the Best issue. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to the Friends with Money podcast. For credible, independent, and easy to understand financial commentary, visit moneymag.com.au. Please remember that the views and opinions expressed in this podcast are general in nature, and further independent advice and research based on your personal circumstances should be sought before making an investment decision.